The U.S. Forest Service says it wants to do a better job safeguarding the nation's groundwater, but its initiative to protect that vital resource is coming under attack in Utah and elsewhere. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah's Water Development Commission has a simple message for the Forest Service and its new groundwater directive.
You know, this is our water. I wish you'd leave your grubby hands off of it. We have the rights. You don't. All water in the state of Utah belongs to the people and not to you. And a directive seems like a backhanded way of trying to get to this.
That was Senator Scott Jenkins. He's a Plain City Republican and member of the panel, which is not just asking the Forest Service to change the groundwater proposal, but to completely scrap it. Jenkins and other critics say it amounts to a federal water grab. Senator Margaret Dayton is an Orem Republican and the commission's co-chair. She says water is crucial for a desert state like Utah.
The regulatory taking of water, that will have a significant negative impact on the economy, on agriculture, on recreation, on the environment, on the overall livability of the state.
The Utah Farm Bureau, the Western Governors Association, and a group representing the nation's 121 ski resorts are also criticizing the groundwater plan. Chris Iverson is deputy regional forester for the four-state region that includes Utah. He tried to reassure the commission that his agency recognizes that states govern water.
What this directive is telling our folks to do in the Forest Service is to evaluate groundwater resources in a similar way in which we evaluate wildlife habitat or we evaluate soil resources.
The groundwater plan, he says, just makes it part of the agency's routine to protect underground reservoirs that provide drinking water for 66 million Americans. The Forest Service is accepting comments on its proposal through August 4th. Judy Faze, KUER News.